This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
What were you working on, and where were you when you realized, this, I have to write this book?
Right. It really came out of my time at Stanford. I preached every other Sunday at Memorial Church at Stanford, stands in the center of the campus, have to interpret the Christian gospel to an academic audience of students and faculty and staff. And the process of following the Christian lectionary and making sure that on a three-year cycle we cover everything that's presented for churches around the world to look at in the gospel and in the Old Testament. In the process of doing that, I realized that the press is forever talking about the religious right versus the secular left, and there's lots of us in between who would call ourselves mainline Christians or moderates or progressives or liberals, and we don't seem to have a voice anymore in the public realm the way we used to in the days of Martin Luther King Jr. and the anti-war activists of the Vietnam era like William Sloan Coffin and the Berrigan brothers and other labor activists like Cesar Chavez and people in those days. It's disappeared. It's conservative Christianity that has the airwaves.
How do you think that happened?
Well, actually, I think it was quite intentional. Jerry Falwell, when he founded the Moral Majority in the late 1970s, switched from saying evangelicals have no right or business to be speaking in the public realm. Religion is personal piety. It's a private matter between the individual and God, to a position where he felt it was important that religion did have his form of it. Conservative Christianity did have a role in the public sphere, and Pat Robertson followed with the Christian Coalition, and there were a number of conservative religionists that began speaking up. So I think it was quite intentional, and they used a lot of the methodology that had been used by Martin Luther King and others earlier, both on the airwaves, but also in terms of protests against social issues that they felt it was important to direct themselves towards.
We're talking with Reverend Scotty McLennan. The book is Jesus Was a Liberal. So tell me, how was Jesus a liberal? Because if you watch the news or you get any news about the you know, as you say, the Christian right, there's a lot of people in America call themselves believers, call themselves Christians. They pray every day. They go to church, and they happen to believe that if you look in the Bible, it completely substantiates and backs up their political views.
Right. Well, I mean liberal both in a religious sense and in a political sense. And in both cases, there are really about four elements that seem important. One is belief in progress, looking forward, not backwards. Jesus said again and again, you've heard it was said to those of ancient times, but I say to you, and he would then come forward with things like, instead of an eye for an eye, we should turn the other cheek. Instead of just loving our neighbors, we should also love our enemies even. And then secondly, he had a vision of freedom from religious authority. He was always standing up to the religious authorities of his day, and that's an important part of the liberal conception, both in terms of its theology and also standing up against the government was the historic way that political liberals earn their spurs, and then more recently standing up against corporate power. In terms of the third element is tolerance, being open to other people regardless of their background, and Jesus was very open and always brought people to the table, whether they were Roman soldiers or tax collectors or prostitutes, adulterers, lepers, and stood for the marginalized and stood with the marginalized. So that kind of tolerance and openness is a critical part of the message. And finally, the essential goodness of humanity, stressing that people are at their heart good and can find that within themselves rather than saying we're essentially sinful, the thesis of original sin. So I think it there's those four critical elements, and they get played out both theologically and politically. And another way they get played out religiously is to say that we don't take the Bible literally. Jesus was not a fundamentalist. Jesus didn't take the Bible literally himself. The Ten Commandments, for example, he'd break one of them if he thought that was the more humane thing to do, as he did when he healed people on the Sabbath or instructed his followers to glean in the fields when they were hungry and get food for themselves on the Sabbath.
We are talking with the Reverend Scotty McLennan. The new book is Jesus Was a Liberal. We'll be giving away a free copy here at the end of the interview. And the phone lines are open at 17 minutes past the hour at 977-1070 if you've got a question or a comment for Reverend McLennan. Scotty, let me ask you this. I was, as far as the separation between church and state, I have always read that in American history as being really a religious freedom issue, not so much protecting government, but protecting religion from government and keeping them separate and distinct. What are your thoughts on that, and how does the book speak to that?
Right. I do have a chapter on church and state, and I think the genius of our American system is that we do both. We neither establish religion by the government, on the one hand, nor do we oppress religion. We actually allow free exercise of religion, and that is governmentally protected. So unlike a lot of countries in Europe that have a state religion, we have always turned away from that, and in a sense, in a competitive, almost capitalist fashion, we've allowed a thousand flowers to bloom, and we've allowed many different religions to compete with each other freely. And the effect of that, I think, has been a lot of religious vitality in America. We still have some 90% of us saying we believe in God, and we have very active religious communities in America compared to Europe.
We're talking with the Reverend Scotty McLennan. Mary's online, too. Mary, thanks for the call. You're on with Scotty. Go right ahead.
Yes, Reverend. I had a question, and it pertained to your saying that Jesus would have broken one of the commandments as necessary, as when he healed on the Sabbath. That is not a commandment, and that pertains to the old law. And when he came in, he ushered a new law, but that wasn't a commandment, and he didn't break any of the commandments.
Well, I was speaking about the Ten Commandments in Exodus and Leviticus, and one of the Ten Commandments is to honor the Sabbath, and he was challenged by his religious enemies in that day, saying, this is explicitly one of the Ten Commandments, and you aren't following it. And I agree with you, he had a more humane understanding and was able to argue back with them using logic and rational methods and say, if your child or an animal fell into a hole, wouldn't you save them on the Sabbath, and so on. So he was able to make strong arguments and say it was a more humane thing to do. So it was indeed one of the commandments, but you're right, the New Testament message is one of love and one of grace rather than one primarily of law.
Mary, thank you for the call. We've got a line open at 977-1070. My guest is the Reverend Scotty McLennan. His new book is Jesus Was a Liberal. Scotty, you write in the book about some of the big social issues of the day and how progressive Christianity speaks to these and responds to these. Flesh some of these out for us.
Well, probably the most important thing that Jesus did again and again was to stand with the poor and to stand with those who were marginalized and oppressed. And he says in Matthew 25, at the very end of his life, just before he's crucified, that it's feeding the hungry and clothing the naked and visiting the those who are in prison and so on, that are the critical ways for you to find salvation. And he spoke about it being more difficult to for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to get into the kingdom of God. So again and again, he stood with the poor. I think that's the critical issue, social issue, that has been often forgotten in terms of the gospel message. But he also was somebody who was known as the Prince of Peace and had a vision of nonviolence. And the church was a pacifist church for its first 300 years until it became the Church of the Roman Empire with Constantine. And again, that peacefulness and that orientation is something I think we need to remember. Quakers, the Mennonites, are pacifists in their understanding of the gospel. The rest of the Christian church is largely just war theory, and that was devised by Augustine originally in that early Roman Empire era. And there's certain criteria that need to be fulfilled before we go to war, and we have to be careful to protect civilian populations and so on. So those are two of the critical social issues. He also, as I was saying earlier, stood against bigotry and discrimination, was open to all people. And there's also, these days, some very important Christian commentary and action in terms of the environment. So that's another issue I think we need to look at closely.
Scotty McLennan is the Dean for Religious Life at Stanford University. His new book is Jesus Was a Liberal, Reclaiming Christianity for All. Scotty, what are your thoughts about the new atheism, which sounds a whole lot like the old atheism, but, you know, we've been deluged with such books, and you mention them, such titles, you mention them in your book, The God Delusion, The End of Faith, God is Not Great. What are your thoughts on this whole explosion of writing and scholarship about atheism?
Right. Well, I really am trying to point out in this book that those of us who are neither the religious right nor the secular left have a very different perspective and an important perspective, but on the other hand, that we share a lot with people both on the religious right and secularists like the modern atheists. I think where they make a lot of sense is that they're talking about all the harm that's been done historically in the name of religion, all of the violence, all of the wars, the terror, the torture that's been done in the name of religion. And they also talk about irrationality and how much has been done in the name of religion that's irrational. So I think we need to hear those voices. On the other hand, they can sometimes be as fundamentalist as very far right-wing Christians and Muslims and Buddhists and others by not understanding that most of us in the world are religious. We have spiritual lives. We have an understanding of God or of the Dharma or the Tao, and other traditions have other ways of describing God, and that's where we find our sustenance. That's where we find our own moral lessons. We learn how to be moral and ethical beings through our scriptures and through our religious communities, and I believe they miss a lot of the importance of religion in those areas.
Jesus was a liberal, so says the Reverend Scotty McLennan, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. Chris is online, too. Chris, you're on with Scotty McLennan. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks. Mine is more of just a comment. I just tuned in, and I think that the title is certainly really interesting, particularly when the right wing, the conservatives, however these different groups want to be called, the hypocrisy in many of, particularly the politicians in some of these groups, is, to me, is just mind-boggling, particularly when you have people like Mike Huckabee, who in many ways says many of the things that sound sort of like, you know, Christian teachings, but then other things he does sound to me exactly the opposite of what Jesus might teach, sending Iran to the gates of hell and these types of comments. And the I just find the hypocrisy in some of these groups mind-boggling, and I appreciate the subject that you wrote about.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the comment. I think hypocrisy is the great issue for all of us, and we all stand under that kind of judgment. And so I always worry about that myself. We do need to practice what we preach.
Chris, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Got a line open at 977-1070. My guest is the Reverend Scotty McLennan. He's the Dean for Religious Life at Stanford University, and his new book is Jesus Was a Liberal, Reclaiming Christianity for All. Scotty, but this isn't a new thing, certainly, here in America. Thomas Jefferson, these are the exact forces that he was fighting in society and wrote at length in many of his personal letters to friends regarding the dire situation that this country would be in if the conservative Christians of his day took control of the government.
Right. I think we tend to forget that the founders were Enlightenment figures. They were liberal Christians. They were people who were very concerned about authoritarian religion and very concerned about the risks of theocracy. And they had a very, I would say, quite modern liberal perspective. When you say we hold certain truths to be self-evident and that we're endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights, that's a perspective, and when Jefferson talks in the Declaration of Independence about nature and nature's God, that's a very liberal understanding of religion, quite honestly, and it's very different than the kind of Christian conservatism that, you're right, he was struggling with in his day. The Jefferson Bible, you may know, was a very thin volume where he had removed all the stories of the miracles and everything that he felt would contravene logic and scientific analysis. So those were all very important to Jefferson.
And, of course, Jefferson believed very much in the Unitarian Church.
And, he said all of America would be Unitarian within a generation.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, it's never been more than 0.1% of the country. But he saw Unitarianism as rational and scientific, used democratic process that he thought was very important rather than a more authoritarian process with bishops and working your way up in a hierarchy. So he saw it as the American religion.
Well, he also wanted everybody to be farmers, too. So he didn't.
Exactly.
We didn't realize all of his dreams. We're talking with the Reverend Scotty McLennan. The new book is Jesus Was a Liberal, and we'll be giving away a copy here in just a few minutes. Deborah waiting patiently on line two. Deborah, you're on with the Reverend Scotty McLennan. You go right ahead.
Thank you. Fascinating conversation, and I intend to buy the book. I question, you know, many times when we talk about conservatives versus liberals, or you might say Republicans versus Democrats, we always say the terrible, terrible Republican conservatives and how mean they are and non-philanthropic, when in fact they are more philanthropic when you look at the statistics. And I think sometimes what we might find is that some people get fed up with the people who take advantage of the system, if you will. And I wonder what Jesus would have done with those individuals. How would he have answered that question, which I think is a very prevalent and relevant question today?
Well, I certainly agree with you that Jesus was always concerned about people who take advantage of the system, who are hypocrites, as we were talking about earlier, people who don't reach out to others and don't work themselves on their own moral improvement. So, yes, anybody who's taking a free ride, anybody who's using others to further themselves, that would have been of great concern to Jesus as I read him in the Bible.
Do you agree with me, though, that it gets very convoluted in this day and age? It seems to me that, how would I put it? Well, you know, it's just not very PC to be conservative in many areas.
Well, that's
the bad
a shame,
guys.
I think.
You don't want to give enough away.
Yeah, no, I think the people should be as proud of the word conservative as I am saying we should be of the word liberal. There's lots to conserve. I grew up as a conservationist, very concerned about maintaining open land and our woods and our national parks. So the word conserve and conserving the Christian message and making sure that that's heard. And this is not a Republican or a Democratic matter. This is a matter of humanity, as far as I'm concerned. So I think you're right. When we begin to get into a spitting match between liberals and conservatives or Republicans and Democrats, that's a shame. That's why I think what President Obama has spoken about, we're not Republicans and Democrats and liberals and conservatives. We're Americans. We're one nation. That vision of unity is very important.
Deborah, thank you for the call. The new book is Jesus Was a Liberal, Reclaiming Christianity for All. Author, the Reverend Scotty McLennan, Dean for Religious Life at Stanford University. Scotty, it's been a real honor to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.